it's time to go beyond the playbook on a Wednesday morning. With us this morning, Matt Sabuda. Hey, Matt.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And with Thanksgiving tomorrow, and of course the Bills playing tomorrow, we need to talk today. First and foremost, let's just take a quick trip back to Sunday. The Bills beating up on the Broncos 20-3. The Bills 8-3 on the year. Put it in perspective.
Yeah, wow. The big picture is that with Sunday's win, the Bills, they're not only in excellent playoff positioning with a two-game lead for the top wild card spot to, I guess to really put it in perspective, Jay, I'm married with a young son, and the last time the Bills were 8-3 or better through 11 games, I wasn't even old enough to drive. So a generation has literally passed since the last time the Bills were 8-3 through 11 games, which was 1996 to be exact. So, you know, there's still detractors, I should say, who are quick to point out that the Bills' poor strength of schedule, you know, is a reason why they're doing so well. But the last two wins, they might mute some of that criticism a bit. And, you know, not because the teams they faced were suddenly better, but because the Bills did to bad teams what good teams are supposed to do. They beat them soundly with back-to-back 17-point blowout margins of error. And the other big storyline, as it has been all season, is, of course, quarterback Josh Allen's progress report. And after the best game of his career in Miami, Allen, he came down to earth a little bit against an excellent Broncos defense, but still managed two touchdowns, 241 combined passing and rushing yards with one interception. And after 11 weeks, Allen, he's now 16th in total yards among quarterbacks in the league. He's tied for fifth most total touchdowns in the league. And he's got more touchdowns than reigning MVP Patrick Mahomes, and actually four more touchdowns than Tom Brady. He is making progress. And to cap it off, Allen finally hit one of those deep touchdown throws, his first one of the season. Overall, Sunday, it was a big success for the Bills defense as well. They also continued to look excellent, allowing just 3 points. And Bills running back Frank Gore, he passed Barry Sanders for the third most rushing yards all time.
It's quite a day, that's for sure. But the Bills don't have much time to savor that victory, do they? They got Dallas and the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. How do you see it coming together?
I'm excited to see how the Bills stack up for this Turkey Day test, which should present as their most challenging game of the year outside the Patriots games, of course. And it's not based entirely on the opponent's talent, but traveling halfway across the country on just 4 days rest, it's not going to be easy, to put it mildly. And while they're taking on an underachieving Cowboys team who, despite being atop the NFC East, they're just 6-5. They've yet to beat a team with winning record all season. But the offense is still loaded with talent. Quarterback Dak Prescott, he leads the NFL in passing yards. Running back Ezekiel Elliott, he's 7th in yardage as well. And their defense, it's both 6th best in both yards and points per game allowed. So to be blunt, their record should be better. And it's why this game is so intriguing to watch. It's one of those games that will either make Bills critics so much louder or go a long way to show them that they might just be better than people are giving them credit for. Despite being 6-5, Dallas is actually a 7.5-point favorite over the Bills. So if Buffalo does want to quiet their critics and earn more respect, this is a gift-wrapped opportunity on the Thanksgiving stage. And the Thanksgiving Day stage certainly makes for a lot of fun. And I suspect plenty of families will be rearranging their dinner time to be stuffed in turkey coma toast before the 4:30 kickoff. And for those who might wonder what football has to do with Thanksgiving, well, it's about as American of a sports tradition as you can get. And in fact, the first Thanksgiving Day game dates back to just 11 years after the end of the Civil War, when Yale and Princeton started the annual tradition in 1876. In Western New York, we saw our first Thanksgiving Day game in 1920, but it wasn't Buffalo. It was the Tonawanda Lumbermen who defeated the Rochester Jeffersons. That's right, Tonawanda briefly had an NFL team. As for some more modern history, the Bills are 3-4-1 in their Thanksgiving history, and their most recent game was a loss to the Lions 25 years ago. So hopefully this generation of Bills, they're ready to make their own history tomorrow and get Buffalo the first Thanksgiving win since 1975. Either way, I hope everyone has a great holiday, and we'll talk again next week.
But I'll just tell you right now, at our place, it'll be a lot better if the Bills win.
Oh, you and me both, Jay.
Okay. Matt, happy Thanksgiving to you, and thanks for going beyond
the playbook. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.